Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Every single morning after we've said Kriya Shema, where we mention and remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, after that we say the following, and it's basically the same nusach for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, and you may want to follow along in a siddur. After Kriya Shema, before Shmon Esrei, we say the following. Mimitzrayim Gealtanu Hashem Elokeinu Umibeis Avadim Pidisanu. You redeemed us from Mitzrayim. Kol B'choreim Haragta Uvechorcha Gealta. You killed their first born, but your firstborn you saved. And then we say, and again, it's mostly the same text for Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, V'yamsuf bakata, you split the yamsuf, V'zedim tibata, and you drowned the sinners, and you brought your beloved ones across the yamsuf, V'yedidim he'avarta, yedidim, your beloved ones, he'avarta, you made them cross the yamsuf, and then we say, V'yichasu mayim tzareyem echad mehem lo nosar, the waters covered your enemies, no one was left. We say these powerful words every single morning. We remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we remember the incredible history-altering miracles of the Yam Suf. However, if we look at the words very carefully, something doesn't seem to make sense. First we say, V'zedim tibata, you drowned the sinners, the Egyptians, and only afterwards we say, V'yedidim he'avarta, you brought your beloved ones across the Yam Suf. But that seems to be out of order. First, Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf, and only afterwards the Egyptians drowned. And I will say that if you look in Parshas B'Shalach, in Perek Yudale, beginning with Pasuk Chav Beis, it does indeed seem to be that Bnei Yisrael were still in the Yam Suf when the Egyptians drowned. That is true. But if that's the case, then why do we say at the end of this tefillah, after V'yedidim he'avarta, after we mention that Bnei Yisrael cross the Yam Suf, then again we mention the Egyptians drowning. Vayichasu mayim tzareihem. The waters covered your enemies. Echad mehem lo nosar. No one remained. So why is that repeated? You drowned the Egyptians. Bnei Yisrael crossed. And you drowned the Egyptians? Doesn't seem to make sense. So this question is asked by the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, or Rav Moshe Schreiber, who died in 1839. This is found in the Drushos of the Chasam Sofer in Chelek Beis. It's for Pesach, and it begins on Daf Reish Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. And the Chasam Sofer asks this question and says the following beautiful idea. When we say, V'zedim tibata, you drowned the Zedim. We often translate Zedim as sinners. You drowned the sinners, the Egyptians in the Yam Suf. But the Chasam Sofer says here in this context, Zedim is translated as my Zedim, as my Zedonos, as my sins. You, Hashem, drowned my sins in the Yam Suf. And then, after you did that, the Zedim Tibata, after you drowned my sins in the Yam Suf, then Yedidim Ha'avarta, then you enabled us to cross. And then, Vayichasu Mayim Tzareihem, you drowned the Egyptians. It's basically what you and I say in Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, from Sefer Micha, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yutes. Tashlich Bimtzulos Yam Kol Chatosam. You cast all of their sins into the depths of the sea. The Chasam Sofer says that's exactly what Hashem did at the Yam Suf. Bnei Yisrael displayed incredible Mesirus Nefesh. We know the end of the story, but Bnei Yisrael didn't know the end of the story. And still, they didn't know the end of the story. And still, with full of emunah, they jumped into the sea, and it split, and they walked on dry land. They were on the lowest level of Tumah. They almost didn't even make it out of Mitzrayim. A slave nation believed in an unseeable God, and today we remember and praise their extraordinary emunah by saying every single day, Zedim Tibata, you drowned Bnei Yisrael's sins because of their emunah. And once that happened, Yedidim Ha'avarta, you brought your beloved ones across the Yam Suf, and then, Vayichasu Mayim Tzareihem Echad Mehem Lo Nosar. That is the Chasam Sofer's message about Pesach, and it is a message that we need to hear every single day and every single year, especially nowadays, almost 7 months into the war of October 7th. We may not be a perfect nation. Each one of us has areas where we must improve. It's true personally, and it's true collectively. But we say to Hashem, look at our incredible emunah, mothers and fathers from all sectors of the nation sending their children to war knowing full well what could happen, chas v'shalom. And soldiers themselves from every shevet in Klal Yisrael, putting everything on the line. And look what happened on October 7th. People gave their lives since then. That day and since, people gave their lives simply because they were Jews. Look at all that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and please, 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 Zaydim Tibata, drown our sins. Please forget our mistakes. And Yedidim Ha'evarta, enable us to pass through this painful time and destroy our enemies until Echad Mehem Lo Nosar. Have an amazing day and a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, everybody.